Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, the Chinese government is desperately trying to control media coverage of the Tibetan protests across the country. At first, China relied on censorship, blacking out international television broadcasts, blocking online videos, and censoring internet searches about the protests. Then, to distract from its crackdown on the protesters, China directed state media to focus on Chinese people who have been wounded in the unrest. An international reporter said the images of injured Chinese are accurate, but are shown without any context. China eventually admitted to shooting at the protesters, but maintained that the international journalists have been tricked into carrying inaccurate reports. The United States responded by increasing its government-funded Voice of America and Radio Free Asia broadcasts into Tibet.
The U.S. pharmaceutical industry is concerned that increasing calls for healthcare reform might lead Congress to question ballooning drug prices. So drug companies are boosting campaign contributions to Democratic politicians and hiring former congressional aides as lobbyists. The lobbyists include former aides to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senators Ted Kennedy and Charles Rangel. The industry's main lobbying group, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA, is also wooing organizations. PhRMA has formed partnerships with AARP, labor unions, the American Lung Association, and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
No one is questioning the need for Minnesota to rebuild the Minneapolis bridge that collapsed last August, tragically killing 13 people. But many people are wondering why the state is paying a public relations firm more than $500,000 to promote the new bridge. The state says it needs to restore confidence in the Minnesota Department of Transportation. The PR firm that won the bridge contract, Himmel Horner, has placed information kiosks near the construction site and holds weekly sidewalk tours of the project. It also plans to beam a half-hour live video via webcam to all state elementary schools with internet access. The U.S. Department of Transportation noted that the Minneapolis bridge contract placed an unusually heavy focus on public relations and aesthetics.
The Center for Media and Democracy, which produces the weekly radio spin, has documented several fake TV news spots featuring self-proclaimed internet mom Robin Raskin. This segment was funded by Panasonic, which makes an MP3 player that competes with Apple's iPod.
One of the scariest examples is Apple's new iPod Nano. It's capable of video, and now there's pornography all over the internet.
It's called iPorn.
Recently, Robin Raskin admitted to Salon.com's Farhad Manju, quote, "I actually joked with my own colleagues that, hey, I'm off to go do whore TV. I was fully aware that that's what it was, and yet it's such a commonplace thing. I mean, there are people hawking drugs, guns, war. The worst that could happen to someone watching my segment is that you might buy a game you don't like," end quote.
Subliminal advertising may be more effective than regular ads, according to a new study. Researchers found that secretly showing students corporate logos for 30 milliseconds affected their behavior. The students were told that they were taking a visual test on a computer. During the test, the researchers flashed different corporate logos on the screen. Students shown an Apple logo gave more creative responses to follow-up questions than those shown an IBM logo. Students shown a Disney logo gave more honest responses than those shown an E-Network logo. Based on the results, the researchers suggested that well-established brands use product placement and other forms of advertising that show products briefly. This approach may be effective because it doesn't give viewers time to critically evaluate what's being shown.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned PhRMA, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. PhRMA is headed by Billy Tauzin, a former member of Congress who co-sponsored the Medicare Prescription Drug Benefit Bill, a measure that PhRMA strongly supported. Tauzin lobbies for PhRMA and serves as the group's public face. After Tauzin joined the industry group, PhRMA built its own broadcast studio. He now hosts a PhRMA-sponsored television show called Healthcare Campfire with Billy Tauzin. The shows are broadcast as paid advertisements, but described as public affairs shows.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.